This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney. All across America, we're hearing about the fight that Donald Trump is having with Ted Cruz. In the meantime, you know what they say about Rome burning, all around us insanity. The quietness that you sometimes can feel in the Capitol when there isn't the hustle bustle of legislation going on. So you've got staffers, and there are certainly people there. There are visitors there. Interrupted today because somebody who was thrown out of the Capitol in the past came back for more and decided to pull out a weapon. 66-year-old Larry Dawson was shot almost immediately. Shrapnel hit another woman who was an innocent bystander there, but no cops went down, nothing else. There was a lockdown briefly for an hour. Word traveled up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and there was some activity. But ultimately, if he survives this, which he's in stable condition, but critical condition, then he is charged. And it was that one moment where you think, oh, you got to be kidding me. And then briefly that passes and you realize immediately he's at a checkpoint. All signs point to this as problems because the alarm bells go off. And there are some chaotic moments for so many who gather to take a tour of the Capitol, but after it was all shut down, in the end, it was fine. So the suspect was shot in custody after drawing a weapon at the Capitol. On the campaign trail, the questions abound about Cruz and Trump and wives and who's zooming who. In the end, it's not the tabloid fodder that we're going to remember. It's really who wins. It's always about winning. You forget how many delegates who came in second, third, fourth in the end, and we're down to three. This has to be Trump's. But then it's a question of who's on the undercard, and does Hillary Clinton get indicted or not? No indictment. She's the one, but Sanders has a hand in perhaps what happens with the Democrats. But all signs point to what we initially thought would happen, and that was that it would be Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, it's been a year after the White Hillary email, and this is still a mighty mess. Indictment flying around, bouncing off the walls like a Super Bowl. But is it really going to happen? I still say the answer is a big, giant maybe. Big, giant maybe. All signs point to, in my gut, no. There was a press conference, if you remember, when all of that broke a year ago, to answer questions about the email server when she was Secretary of State. She turned over the emails and said the server would remain private. Her lawyer said her tenure as Secretary of State on the server for any review, even if such review were appropriate or legally authorized, that they couldn't get any more emails, even with a subpoena, because there were no more emails from the Clintons. And then you heard Congressman Trey Gowdy, who said that Team Clinton claimed the server had been wiped clean. Remember that? And then we heard it was no big deal, her lawyer saying that the whole email thing was no big deal. It wasn't an arrangement. It wasn't unprecedented. It wasn't unique. And there were a lot of Democrats that scrambled to support the front runner. Now it's different. This is a new age. The FBI is going to interview her regardless. And her aides. I don't even know if the server, it's more about the emails than the server, it seems now. Crazy. Could these emails still come back and bite her? She's a cinch to clinch the nomination. But she still is stuck on the track. She's stuck on that track. I used to have Hot Wheels. I'd be going along beating my brother, and all of a sudden, it'd be this one wheel constantly got stuck at the end, so I could never come across the finish line till I threw that out the window. She can't throw this out the window because it's up to the FBI. Do they have enough to bring her down? They're going to bring her in. But does she clinch that nomination? It's not smooth. There are potholes everywhere, but we knew that. And we watched this from a year ago. Time flies. Unbelievable. It's been a year. Absolutely unbelievable. So while Trump and Cruz battle it out, and Hillary Clinton tries to hang on, the news also breaks that the FBI broke into the San Bernardino's terrorist phone, so now Apple and the government don't have to blow a lot of money or more money on lawyers. Apple doesn't have to encrypt it because, thank you very much, the government figured out a way to do it. We'll take your encryption. They figured out how to crack the code themselves. And what will they find? That's what I want to know. What are they going to find? Is there going to be an incredible treasure trove of information thinking they were safe that leads perhaps to other activities, other slots, or how this one really, really unfolded? This is a big deal. But the part of it that was such a sticking point for so many of us is that now Apple does not have to be in the middle of it. They don't have to be caught in the web where it could affect all of us. Instead, they've got the mechanism. They're looking at the iPhone that belonged to Syed Farouk, the San Bernardino gunman. So hallelujah, because we didn't want that to be a possibility. How many other cases could go that way where it wouldn't be right? Now it's not a problem. I want to know what they find. I want to know. I saw my neighbors, this is the third part of this, I saw my neighbors flying a drone the other day. I have a drone. We keep it low. Half the time it's not charged up. It's really fun. And kids love it. And dogs love it. And people chase it around. And my husband's not great at flying it, to be honest. He crashes it constantly. So we're always charging it. But flying drones is a big deal. You can get a drone for less than $200 now. And the FAA is saying now that anyone who has a drone, who owns a drone weighing more than 55 pounds, you got to register them with the FAA because they're concerned at some of what is happening because it's unbelievable what these drones can do. Do you have a drone? If you do, tell me about it. Meet you on the flip side.
10 Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell him Pat Matthews sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like you're walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat. But it makes no difference, cause it's not just like the beat.
Alright, thanks for hanging with us. Staying here with America Tonight, all the emails every day, mind-blowing. Send them to us, americatonight.net. Crazy happenings on the campaign trail. Strange bedfellows and others, to say the least. What are we going to do when this show ends? It's better than any Real Wives saga or any other reality show, frankly, out there. All right, this is the time of the show when Patrick Eggdorf joins us and we play our little game called True or False. You ready?
I'm ready, Kate.
I love it. And plus, here's what's great about Patrick. Somehow, seemingly, at his tender age, he's getting nothing. No sicknesses, no coughs, no hacking, nothing. Or else the people in Minnesota haven't gotten the memo that the rest of us are coming down with all kinds of crud. Is that what it is?
I think it's just all the thick-blooded Norwegian, Scandinavian people we got here.
That's right. You guys are used to it. I can weather anything. We're not sissies like the rest of you. In other words, that's what you're saying, the Nordic peoples. All right, so how about this? There is a star basketball player named Kobe Bryant. He plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's won a fistful of championships, and he is going to retire from the Lakers. True or false, he has just 9 games left.
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true. He has 9 games left. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. There is no question about that. He's just that good of a player. You could talk about his personality and how he isolated himself at times during his career. He had the one to attack with Shaquille O'Neal, but, I mean, he was incredible. Some of the shots that he made and some of the shots that just went through is nothing but net. Unbelievable. 57,000 career, regular season, and playoff minutes. Can you imagine, Patrick, 57 minutes on a court anywhere playing basketball?
I couldn't, actually.
No, I couldn't either. 13 consecutive appearances happened over the weekend for him. Wow, 9 games in a 20-year NBA career. When he was at the Wizards, it was that 13th time. So a 20-year career about to wrap up. A slice of history. Another era down and even more people coming into the great game of hoop and the NBA. All right, let's move on to another one. Is it true that a Delta employee tried to sneak in a baby giraffe on a flight from Africa back to the United States?
Let's see. I'm going to say true for that one.
I love the hesitation. I'm like, is he looking this up? No, that would be false. So that wouldn't that be a wild story after everything that we've been talking about with people that work for the airlines? A baby giraffe underneath the plane would be wild. No, I said it was a dog. What are you talking about? The latest thing is that this Delta employee was arrested with $282,000 in a backpack. Jean-Yves Sellis was a ramp agent and picked up at the Palm Beach International Airport saying, oh, well, I just, you know, I know it wasn't good how they probably got the money, but I was paid $1,000 just to deliver it. Yeah. I think that's drug money. I think there's a good chance that whatever illegal activity is going on by Ricky and John, because he says that's the only names he knew them by, it's not good. So that doesn't work as a defense. I can tell you that. There's no question. Again, ignorance is not a defense. It just is not. You can claim many, many things in this world, and maybe you get away with it, but that is not one of them. It is not. All right, we move on to another one. Tops at the box office this week was My Greek Wedding Part 2. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Oh, you said false. Do you have some other information, and that's how you know that?
I know a guy.
I know a guy. You know, here you know this guy who told you maybe that Batman versus Superman was tops at the box office. That was the number one movie. Are you interested in seeing that movie?
You know, I am. I haven't seen it yet, but I have a friend, the guy I know. He works in a movie theater, so.
The guy?
Yeah.
His name is not Ricky or John, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, that's a good thing. All right, so the guy that he knows, Batman and Superman, Dawn of Justice, $166,000+ over the weekend. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 wrestled in $17,000, almost $18,000, which actually is pretty good for that movie, but comparing it to the Warner Brothers flick is like ridiculous. And then everything else drops down from really there, but probably Wedding, I don't know how much it costs to make it, it'll probably end up still in a pretty decent amount of money, but Batman versus Superman, oh, that's in a whole different league. When you look at those numbers, those are crazy. Crazy big numbers. I think that will explode even more. Okay, let's move to another one. How about this? The word has come down that Topps Cards is no longer going to put bubble gum in their baseball cards and the cards that they offer. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. No more gum in the Topps packages. You know, it's interesting. There was a family gum business that started in Brooklyn that evolved into this American sports company, and Topps was absolutely huge. There was conversation that they would take away the gum, but because they've had problems with it, it's a hassle. How many people are really doing the gum thing? However, they are still doing the gum thing. They're still doing the gum thing, even though there's conversation about cutting it out. Oh, I used to get those baseball cards when I was a kid. We collected all kinds of cards. And who knows, probably millions of dollars was thrown up into the air. I had no idea what I had in my hands because half the time we put it in our bicycle spokes when all was said and done. All right, let's go to our final one. And our final one here involves, of course, the American Girl doll. The American Girl doll company has decided, with the popularity of its dolls, that like Barbie, it was time to add a man. They are adding a doll called Danny Boy. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Oh, if only, because you'd probably feel discriminated against. But the American Girl dolls have not done that yet at this point. But there is a Ken doll for Barbie. And the American Girl doll could not be more popular. I mean, this is how popular, Patrick, this doll is. Little girls get the dolls that are not cheap, collect them, and then they can take the dolls to the American Girl restaurant. They have them all over the United States. I don't know how many restaurants they have now, but they've got them in a lot of the big cities. So you set up these tea parties and you drag your doll along with you, which is genius in a sense, but scary in another sense. So American Girl dolls sell for $120. No cheap feat to get an American Girl doll. But no boys yet. In fact, before we got on the air, I made sure. I thought, boy, I better make sure there may be, who knows, maybe they snuck a guy in, and I just don't know it. And they have these different lines, the American Girl doll, Disney princesses, a plain old American Girl doll. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't even know how many they have anymore, but it's a crazy amount of dolls. And they have a special one that comes out every single year, and people collect these, or girls collect these dolls that just get bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't see any end in sight. It's just a brand, a franchise. And there's hundreds, literally hundreds of American Girl dolls. All right, so that was fun, Patrick. Thanks. It's a wrap. No baby giraffes were smuggled into the United States that we know of. If you do know of one, please snap a picture if you can. Send it to us, americatonight.net.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'll tell you what, I mentioned what a privilege it is actually to welcome our next guest to the show, Commander-in-Chief of the Assyrian Army, Manuel Kashaba. And when you think of the Assyrian Army, in case you don't understand what the Assyrian Army is and what they do, you will when we're through with this interview. And we talk about the atrocities and the complete evil that ISIS is perpetrating and what they're perpetrating to the Christian soldiers, to the families of the Christian soldiers, is absolutely unbelievable. Commander, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Tell us your location right now. Where are you now?
At first, thank you, and I would like to say happy Easter to all your listener, and we are proud to be here with you. Our location is now in front of Islamic State, ISIS, in district of Nineveh Plain, exactly in Bakufa, near Teluskov. We are far away from the terrorist of Islamic State, maybe one and a half mile, no more than.
Wow, 1.5 mile. And what is happening? Obviously, you're creating that wall, that protection. You're trying to keep ISIS back and trying to keep them from overrunning your position right there, right where you are, right?
Yes, that's right. Since they occupied our land, our villages, our towns, I'm talking about 2014, August, we've been there. We pick up arms and we go to fight those terrorists who let our people flee from their land and occupied, and they kill our people, Assyrian Christian people, and rape them, and they do every bad things for them.
And, you know, as you say, Commander, and this is for everyone in America to understand, to really get the picture, and I think you're painting it for us, of what perhaps is not getting reported or we don't know. You know, we're saying that literally slaughtering Assyrian Christians. That's what ISIS is trying to do. And if you weren't there, I mean, you're providing food and help and support as much as you can, not just to, obviously, your soldiers who are helping, but to the families, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are helping. Yeah, that's right.
And how bad has it gotten? How bad has it gotten there?
I didn't understand your question.
How bad has it gotten with ISIS being yet so close to you? What's happened to the people there?
They really daily they are hitting our guys, our fighters. They are sheltered that area with different weapons. It's very, very, very dangerous. We are talking about war, actually. Yeah.
And in talking about war, as far as the United States is concerned and what the U.S. has done, what do you feel the U.S. is currently doing? Not enough? Just too little? How much needs to be done to defeat ISIS and what their brutality is?
Since we established, since we picked our arms, we do that by our own, by ourselves. We didn't have any. Let me see. In this way, we didn't have any support unless with our people. We are as a Syrian army in Dwaknausha. We want to give a message to the world that the Christians people can defend themselves, their area, their land, their town, their villages, if they have the enough support. But what is, let me say in this way, what it is very bad for us, that no one take care about the minorities and what they have to support them or let them fight for their land. So we actually need to be supported by U.S. government as a part of the a partner for the U.S. government. But at least until now, we didn't see any support. They support the Iraqi army, they support the Kurdish, they support the Sunni tribe, but they didn't support the Christians or the Yazidis, the minorities. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know there's been outrage about that. Many of us in the media, I know that you've talked to Michael Savage, and he goes wild over this, and certainly many of our listeners have called in, and as you say, you talk about the support that has been given. And when you look at what really needs to be done, and there is that argument about boots on the ground, what would it mean if you suddenly had a surge of American soldiers? Would this completely eliminate what you're fighting, especially every night from 4 in the morning to 7, where there is absolutely no sleeping? You're on high alert 7 nights a week?
Excuse me, your voice, it wasn't clear for me. Could you repeat it?
Sure. So would it help? I mean, obviously, with where the United States has lent help and not in your direction? What if there were boots on the ground? If you were making an argument for why it's so important, what would that mean if there was U.S. troops that came in and helped you physically on the ground, not just drones or from the air?
They can give the support. Yeah, they can give the U.S. troops can give the support. We are looking for. When I've been there in United States, I ask about how they can help us. They don't need to send their troops in the ground. They can help us at least to fight for our land. They can give us the training, the enough training for teach us how we can fight in the special training for fighting. They can give us the weapons to fight, refight. They can support the families. But we didn't ask from United States to bring the troops. We asked them to give us a training. But what is this? Until now, no one hear about this, or no one care about this. So this is very very. How can I say it? Very bad for us. We don't want to, as a Syrian Christian people, we don't want to immigrate from our land. This is our historic land. We have been, we established this area. We established the Mesopotamia. We are the ancient people of this land. We don't want to bring to immigrate from our land. We lose since 2003 until now 2016, we lose more than 90% of our population. So it's very bad for us. We want to stay in our land. So give me the help to stay in my land. Give me the help to, so I can defend my place. I can defend my town. We can return. We can retake our villages from the terrorists. So this is what we are working and what we are want from the United States and other Western countries.
Yeah, just absolutely awful. Even for munitions, what do you use when you're out of ammunition? What is it that you have to use to try to keep yourselves well armed?
Well, we use weapons like AK-47 and some weapons that. We can fight the enemies. We don't have the heavy weapons. We don't have the enough training for that. But at least we have the faith that we can face the devil with this faith.
Yeah. Wow. Really, really scary stuff. Obviously, we're all concerned for you. I want you to know that, Commander. Thanks for coming on, and we'll tell people throughout this show, the UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. Go there, and if you donate, they rely 100% on donations to support these families that are right in the sights of ISIS, have been kidnapped, have been killed, have been raped, as the commander says. Commander, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for everyone is listening now for us. And I want to remember him that really the only part of who is helping us, who is support us, is that organization, United Assyrian Appeal, is the only organization that helps us. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for you. Thank you.
So go there, everybody.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Books fell down the street with the people went all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of space. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the street, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we're back at it here on America Tonight. Wow, some interesting conversation with the commander right there, as he mentioned. What do you say, a mile and a half, ISIS trying to rip them down. And why? Because they're trying to kidnap, they're trying to kill, they're trying to massacre hundreds of Assyrians. They're trying to capture the people in the towns and the villages on the Nineveh plain. And then remember, there's the mass exodus of 100,000 people because of just how brutal it was. So there's a group of 12 men under the leadership of the commander-in-chief Khashoggi that coordinated the defense, the rescue, the evacuations, whatever they could do. But they didn't have firearms, right? So what they did was they used wedding rings, gold crosses, whatever, to try to come up with a way to buy weapons and ammunition, whatever they had to do. And clearly they were in a dire, and still are in a dire situation, but especially if you roll the clock back as to what had happened. And you heard the commander saying they need to learn the methods. They need to be trained. They need that kind of help that the Iraqi forces are getting, that the Kurdish forces are getting, that the Sunni forces are getting, but they're not getting them. And the of course, the fear is these are Christians who won't deny that they're Christians. They're not hiding. They can't they can't hide behind it. So we've seen that there's been beheadings and some horrific, horrific things that have obviously happened to these people. So keep that close to you. It's not often on this show that I say, listen, these are people that need help. These are people that are getting donations and need donations because no one's helping them. Nobody's doing it. They're getting help from the U.S. people that know about it. They're relying on that because if not, they can't feed the military families, the Syrian armed forces. The soldiers have to focus on trying to protect those people because how are they going to protect them? ISIS is staring down their, you know, looming large, staring down their throats. It's that serious. Because trust me, ISIS would love to slaughter more than 500,000 of those Christians, and we know that. We've already seen it on display, their bloodlust and thirst, and it's horrific. So it's like a show that we don't want to see and we've never seen. What I love that the commander said, before we go to the mailbag, what I love what the commander said is that this is our home. We don't want to leave here. The Mesopotamia, we don't want to leave. This is us. This is our history. We don't want to leave. Oh, it's so sad to see those pictures. Oh, I can't look at half the pictures of what's happened, but the donations that have helped these people has been incredible. And of course, that's the good people here in the U.S. You know, we support the Sunnis, but not the Assyrian Christians. And I don't know, it's like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So keep this in mind. Keep the UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org, anything, just whatever you can do to help them. Like I said, it's not often that I do that, and I have done it because I know what's going on there, and I've seen just how horrific it is. And I can't even imagine. I say this all the time, but as much as we can argue politically and talk about things that infuriate us in the United States, boy, being in that situation, you want to stay. And then, of course, if you flee, then you look what happens. Those hornets get in the pile of people, and then look what they're doing, and look what's happened with ISIS and how, as part of a mass exodus, they've been able to camouflage themselves. And we saw what happened in Paris, we saw what happened in Brussels, and there seems to be no end in sight. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, boy, this nonsense between Trump and Cruz is so nasty. I got to tell you, I am engaged, and I can't imagine even being a politician if someone dogged my wife that way, my future wife that way. I think I'd want to cold cock them, which is why I cannot be in politics. I get that things are fair game, but this is like a chop block in the NFL, don't you think? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nasty National Enquirer stuff. That's exactly what it is. And, of course, the tabloids are eating it up. TMZ, that's what it is. The campaign has become like a nightly TMZ show. It's what it is. It's like every day it just seems to get worse. But here's the thing. Mostly it's on the Republican side, and mostly it's now Trump and Cruz. So you wonder, should wives and families be off limits? Do you think everybody's just fair game and that's just too bad? Because if you're going to occupy the White House, then listen, we got to look under the hood, and whatever, fair, foul, exaggerated, which so much is, and then maybe there's a shred of truth to it, I don't know. Should that just be off limits? You want to attack the character of the guy running, you want to get him in so many other directions, like, and we've seen that, the Anthony Wieners, eventually they trip themselves up, it gets reported, John Edwards, remember that whole thing with his videographer and the baby, and what was happening when his wife, riddled with cancer, was on the campaign trail. I think that kind of extramarital affairs and other shortcomings of the character of the people running comes out. But is it fair to go after the wives and the families? It used to be it wasn't. It used to be that if you were in the White House, they were more flattering portrayals. But we know, I mean, look at the Bush girls. If they're on 6th Street in Austin and someone one of them has a beer in their hand, they're drinking. They're drunks. They're alcoholics. Remember that whole thing that happened? Whatever. Exaggerated, crazy, ridiculous headlines and reports. So we've seen this before. Is it fair? Should it be fair? I know there's an argument to be made for, hey, you know what? Again, toughen up. You might disagree. You can throw in your two cents always, americatonight.net. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Joe. Kate, the Capitol, I know you go there a lot. What'd you think about this nutball going in? He's nailed. Who knows if he survives? Luckily, no one else was really, really injured. One person, one woman, but she's going to be fine. It's so scary. So not only do we have to deal with terrorism, but nuts of our own. I can't add much to that. It is scary. Obviously, the man wasn't well. That's sad. But coming back after he was banned, saying he was a prophet of God, screaming that from before, and then coming in and pulling for the weapon, you know he's going to get gunned down. So, of course, he's shot. Of course, in custody. When you draw a weapon, you're down. And they knew him. So it is sad. Here's one from Bob, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton, FBI, DOJ, what gives? What do you know? What's the latest? It's the same old, same old. Depends on who I talk to. I have a source at the Pentagon. He really believes that there's going to be more dust in this Hillary deal, but somehow she's going to get out of it because of the lawyering that the Clintons are able to do. Are they going to question Hillary? What's going to be asked? They're obviously questioning the aides. We know that. What does she do to avoid an indictment? If they have enough information, not just information, but if they have enough to tie it in, then she's definitely stuck. They'll definitely get her. You can't get around the facts. If they have facts, they can tie it together. It's not innuendo. It's concrete. Then look out. All bets are off. All right, we're going to squeeze another one, and this one is from Teresa. Kate, I got to say, I didn't like Donald Trump at first. I still find some of what he says hard to swallow. But gosh, everybody else that's out there, I'd vote for him in a second. Thanks for all the emails. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, and thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
My name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.